At that point, it was instant fear. Kind of like you're sitting in the middle of a, you know, horror film, because it's very hard to process all those things instantly, you know, especially when you've never seen. In that very instant, it was all in a split second. I'm sitting there, you know, thinking to myself, okay, I'm dealing with possession here. And he looks at me, grows in size, I mean, large, grows red, and looks at me and says, blank is not here right now. I grew up seeing, you know, interesting things, you could say, but I never had seen somebody in the flesh literally grow and turn red.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey. The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern-day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
What was that 80s? All right, welcome back to Blurry Creatures. What was that 80s movie where my stepmom was an alien?
I don't know. And dude, I don't know, man. You've been on an 80s kick watching all the 80s movies.
My stepmom is an alien.
That's the name of the movie?
It was with Dan Aykroyd, Kim Basinger. Anyway.
What about Coneheads?
No. Anyway. Well, my stepmom is an alien. Or my boyfriend is a shapeshifter. Pick your choice. Which one are you going to choose, Luke? Which movie are you going to watch?
Watch them both, man. Double feature.
Okay. Well, today, that's what we have for you. We're bringing on some members, and they met through, you know, through the craziness of COVID, trying to figure out what the heck is going on in our world. And Coral comes on and tells a pretty wild story about, you know, kind of ties together some of the things we talk about. It's funny, you know. And sometimes we dabble around some of these topics like shapeshifters and things like that, but I think we got a good wild story for you today.
And so, we've talked a bit about shapeshifting, Nate, as we kind of talked about in the beginning of the episode. We had an interesting story from Richie the Barber. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, he talks about, you know, having someone in his barber's chair whose eyes change and appearance changes, right? And then we talked to John Redbird Dover, the Skinwalker episode, and he talked about, you know, skinwalkers and the idea that through a ritual, occult ritual, you can actually change, people can change form into these other things. And so, fascinating story today about somebody shape-shifting, which is, you know, these are uncommon stories, but then you have people like Billy from Smashing Pumpkins talking about this famous story that we've been trying to get him on to tell his story. But this is, you know, this is something that is not so uncommon that it's like out of left field, but it's pretty wild. And
yeah,
so grateful for Coral and Doreen to come on today, share their stories, talk about some of their blurry experiences, including shapeshifters.
Yeah,
you know, and even the Bigfoot story. You know, a virtual smorgasbord buffet of
two for one
of the Blurryverse today.
Yeah, if you live in the Pacific Northwest and you've had something blurry happen, chances are Bigfoot's shown up at some point.
Unless you're Tim Mackey, because it didn't happen.
I know, he's just been sitting in an office too much. He's got to get out and do some hiking,
some squatching.
But we appreciate it. If you want to sponsor the show, blurrycreatures.com/members, become a member of the show. We had a lot of people sign up recently to hear some of the blurry stories. And if you had an experience and you think it's blurthy, shoot us an email, info@blurrycreatures.com. Summarize it pretty quick and let us know. And we'll try to hit you up if you've had that and you want to come share it for our members. Got a growing list of members, and you guys have had some weird stuff happen to you out there. What are you guys doing? you know?
Nothing's wrong with you. You're beautiful. You're beautiful people. Beautiful. Share your story. Shoot us an email. But yeah, if you want to listen to an episode like this or any of the others in our catalog, you got to be a member. So check out blurrycreatures.com/members.
Thank you guys so much for everything you do. And let's get Coral and Doreen on the show.